Let me warmly welcome China's delegation members. Ni hao, Huan Yong. Welcome Her Excellency Madame Huang Xiaowei, head of the delegation and the permanent representative members of the People of Republic of China, and honorable delegation members of Hong Kong and Macau. It's honored for me to work together with professional and experienced person as an expert representing your country with Madame Jie here special incident committee. Let me first congratulate with the 9th periodic report of the government and express my deep gratitude for the statement of the head of the delegation, which includes main points of the development state women rights policy, advocacy activities, and social protection measures done during this year, which are going to the discussion of the today's discussion of the CEDAW Convention special report. We have many points which were already done by the government, especially implementation of the last recommendations, but we have the same time problems. Problems are going on the nationality questions with accessibility to the nationality, for example, North Korean women, reunification families, so Mongolian Uyghur women, girls, and other such kind of questions, access to the passports and identity documents. At the same time, I want to go to the deeper to the point of the non-ratification by the China, such kind of a strong country as from the economic side, but not ratified, especially two main conventions which are giving the stateless persons support and protection of their rights, especially status of the stateless persons in 1954 and Convention of the Reduction of the Statelessness in 1961. That's why, please, give us the understanding, clarification, why China, or when maybe China will ratify, or why China do not want to ratify these two main conventions, which giving protection for such kind of category of women, especially protection of stateless persons and the nationality right. Another question for me, it's interesting, especially and for our committee, what kind of limitation use de jure de facto for the process of the living in China when citizens of China cannot leave the country for the another country? I will not go directly to the National Legislation Acts, which including in your 1980 National Law on the People's Republic of China National Law, or the process of the especially Hukou legislation, which giving a good process, good change, reformation, especially registration process in your side by the government. But what about gender data on the registration of the such kind of conflict situations in legal background, the birth registration reflecting actual situation in practice across the country? Because we have such kind of, and Hukou was created such kind of system of the reformation for resolving such kind of problem. What kind of reasons are limited mothers to get citizenship for the children? Family reunification families, as our honored expert, Madame Dalia Leinarte, already including especially for the women of North Korea, when the children are citizens of the China and the fathers of the family of the children are Chinese citizens at the same time. We have another category of the women which are witnessing the problems, especially in the site, especially it's Tibet women, Uyghur women at the same time, movement years such kind of information. We ask just for the clarification, what is the reality? What measures are in the place to stop the discriminatory practice, especially on movement, especially for the national minorities maybe? I don't know. Please clarify when state agencies can confiscate passports on the legal background, because it was registered directly in 2016. I do not want to go to the national minorities categories. It's already, you know, it's better because it's your story, it's your country. But what is the legal background of the confiscation passports and official documents, especially international? And thank you very much. See you.